Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue in Psalm 119. Today we are in verse number 61. We read, "The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law." Of course, I don't know about you, if you've ever been broken into, if you've ever been robbed, if you've ever had somebody steal something from you, how terrible that feels. It just leaves you empty. Where he says, the bands of the wicked, and we don't know if it was, if he was referred to like a local gang of people or some type of enemy was coming against them. But the fact is that they had robbed him. They've taken something of his, and a real emptiness that comes upon him. I remember one day, we were newly married, my wife and I, and I went down to my car one day, and of course I did something foolish that I left my tools in my car. And I was driving a little, you know, if you could remember that far back, a little Pinto station wagon. And as I came in, walking up to my car, I go, wow, I got my windows down. And I was, you know, as you're approaching the car, I thought something, and I go, man, that wasn't very smart of me leaving my windows down. But as I got closer, I noticed my windows were smashed. Everything was, you know, smashed in, both sides of the windows, of the car. And I looked in, sure enough, all through back, all the back end, all the tools that I needed for work were gone. I go, oh, that's terrible how I've been stolen, how they robbed me of the tools I needed just to simply go do my job that day. Not only did I have to get the windows replaced, but I also had to go get new tools in order to do my job. You know, and it could have been something physically that was stolen from him. And how discouraging that is. And he just simply says, but I haven't forgotten your law, even when calamity comes my way. I think that's important. Maybe you're going through a hard time. Maybe you're going through trials. You know, sometimes we might have the tendency, Lord, why'd you allow this to happen to me? Or you might even come to a place where you start thinking, why does bad things happen to good people? Those are questions that come across our mind when troubling, you know, find ourselves in trouble like we do here to Psalmist when the wicked have robbed him. But, you know, in this world, Jesus said, we're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. Things are not the way set up the way God intended it to be. This is a world that's not only ruled by Satan, but it's a world that's ran by man's flesh where they're doing things that they really just to satisfy their own wants. And so we see people living lawlessly and taking advantage of the circumstances, and they steal and they rob. But that's not always going to be that way, and that's why we long for that day when the righteous judge does come. But also, when you look at this, of course, what's ultimately behind this, as we made mention, is this world is belonged by, right now is underneath the control, not only belongs to, but underneath the control of Satan. Man forfeited the right over to Satan there in the Garden of Eden. And certainly we know that Jesus paid for the price of redemption back for what was lost there in the garden at the cross. And one day soon, he's going to come back and reclaim that which was lost at the return of Jesus Christ. But also, I look at this scripture being spiritually. Because the greatest thing that we have is that grace, that knowledge, the joy, the love of God that we have within our lives. Jesus said there in the gospel, he says, a thief, as we talk about here in our scripture, he comes but to rob, steal, and destroy. That's his purpose. He wants to rob us of things. He wants to steal from us. And he certainly does destroy as he comes across our path. But Jesus said, he says, that's the purpose of Satan. That's what he wants us to do. He wants to rob us of our assurance of salvation. He wants to rob us of our peace. He wants to rob us of our joy that God has us, the fruit of the Holy Spirit within our life. But Jesus, on the flip side, he says, that's what the thief comes to do. But I've come to give you life And then he says, not only I've come to give you life, but I've come to give you life abundant, abundant life. And that's the beauty of the good news, that even though we're in this world, we're not of it. Oh, God wants to extend us his love, his joy, and his peace in order for us to know it each and every day, no matter what's going on in our life and circumstances that we face. I just recently spent a glorious day up in Sacramento with they're guesstimating 7,500 Christians as we gather on the Capitol steps. The Capitol steps to do something up there in Sacramento, and that's to pray. We joined forces with Franklin Graham and a bunch of other believers, and we pray that God's mercy might once again return to this nation. See, this nation's been robbed. It's been robbed, even as we look in our verses. The bands of the wicked have robbed me. The bands of the wicked have robbed this nation. But one thing that the psalmist says, he says, but I have not forgotten thy law. Even though we see our nation from the moral aspects, from not only the fibers of an individual as far as their integrity, their honesty, and their decency, it's almost like it's now been robbed, stolen from us, and stolen from society. Help us, dear Lord, not to forget thy law. Help us to turn to you and to pray and to seek you each and every day. And so I'd like to encourage you this day. Maybe you're feeling defeated. Maybe you've allowed the thief and the robber to rob you of your peace, of your joy. One thing so beautiful, if we just, at this moment, if we turn to the Lord, if we just seek the Lord out, he will be found. In the day that we seek him, he will be found of us. And if this day, if we seek him, we can know God's peace. We can know God's joy. We can know God's rest within our lives. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that we can call upon you. Not only personally, as we see within our own hearts, Lord, a need for you. And at times we see how the enemy comes to try to rob us from the joy and the peace that you have us, Lord, have for us each and every day to experience. You said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Lord, I just pray that we might experience peace, that we might experience love, that we might experience that abundant life that you talked about there in the Gospels. Lord, I just pray for that, not only for my life, for those who are listening. And Lord, also we pray for our nation. Lord, our nation's been robbed from you, from the presence of your rest, of the presence of your glory upon this nation. Lord, would you once again, would you please heal our nation? And Lord, bring us to a place where we call upon the name of the Lord. And so we just want to tell you, even this night, even this day, wherever we might be, whenever we might be listening to this, as we join forces and pray, Lord, we want to give you thanks and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.